Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Thank you once again for tuning in. All right, guys, I dove back in. I haven't done it in a long time, but for those of you who are fans of Eckhart Tolle, I know you know what I'm talking about. He's, you know, one of those books that it's so worth reading, but it's a little tough to get through. It's really heavy. It's really, you know, filled with great ideas, page over page. And I haven't checked out The Power of Now, I think, in a decade. So I got it on audiobook and I decided to listen to it while I was exercising. I thought this is a great plan for, you know, doing a little treadmill and getting in shape and listen to a little Eckhart Tolle. What I didn't plan on is that I'd have to stop running every, 3 minutes to take a note, because every single thing he was saying was so thoughtful and profound. I'm so glad I dove back in, and I had something I wanted to share with you today. Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, if you haven't checked it out, I'd really recommend it. He talks about the power of now, right? That's the point of the book. We all now speak this way, living in the present moment. Maybe you have kids and you feel as if you're sitting on the floor with them and you're not present. Maybe you're out to dinner with your spouse and you're not present. You're thinking about your work. Maybe you're single and you try to, you know, move on with your day after a long, busy day at the office, and you find yourself distracted by the things you should be doing or thinking about when you're going to find yourself in a relationship. Whatever it is that takes you out of the present moment and puts you into some panic, worried future state is what Eckhart Tolle is talking about. And so everybody now, my friends included, will say things like, I just have to learn how to be more present. I just have to feel more alive and present in the moment. And it struck me that that's so much pressure. And it's almost as if your goal in trying to be present becomes the problem, because it feels like a judgment, right? I notice that I'm not present and I feel bad about it. And I really should, you know, work on being present. So when I was listening to Eckhart Tolle and I listened to how he spoke about it, it reminded me that although the title is clever and the way people are talking about it makes it sound so straightforward, it's really not what he is talking about. He talks about how the present is about removing the negative judgments. It's about removing those thoughts in your mind that are keeping you from the present moment. It's not about white knuckling yourself into a present state, you know, that your iPhone is going off and you're wanting to check Facebook and you're just going to use willpower to shift your focus into the present moment. It's about removing those negative thoughts and about learning in these low hanging fruit moments, like sitting on the floor with your kid or going for a walk, to notice the judgments in your mind, to notice the negative loops, and to start to become conscious to those things, and to start actually accepting them, accepting whatever moment you're in, and to learn that whatever is happening in that present moment is what should be happening. So I know that's a lot to say in one sentence, but instead of saying to myself, I need to be more present, it's more about a practice of stepping into whatever is happening in every moment. So you're at a dinner party that you really don't want to be at. You'd rather be home watching Netflix. You feel tired. You're watching Netflix and you feel as if you should be out because you feel like it's lazy or whatever to be watching Netflix. Eckhart Tolle is saying to us that first becoming conscious of the negativity in your mind is the key to finding the power of the now, the present moment. But then to make a decision, are you going to go home from the dinner party, or are you going to leave Netflix and go out? Right now, what is happening is that you are at a dinner party and you're not enjoying it. So either leave or fully embrace and accept the moment. What is? In philosophy, it's the study of metaphysics, and we talk about it, the conversation of what is. What is happening at every moment is the reality of what is happening. Our negative perspective of it is our narrative of what is happening. So learning to practice full acceptance of what is the key to finding the ability to be in the present moment where you're not worrying about the past and you're not concerned about the future. So practicing in a dinner party, practicing if you feel like you should or shouldn't be watching Netflix, these are the ways to do it in an easier time so that you can learn to stay conscious of what's going on. And then in the harder moments of your life, if you find a loved one is sick or, you know, financial problems, that ability to stay in the conscious moment of accepting what is and then making decisions about it is the key to living in the now. And he goes on to say one more thing that I want to share with you, because I think this is the part that blew my mind and I hadn't remembered. It's not just a question of accepting what is, because part of what is that you have resentments. Part of what is that you feel angry. Part of what is that you're with somebody who, in fact, is upsetting to you. So maybe the person that you're with is rude or has been mean to you or has done something wrong in your mind. Accepting what is that you feel upset, accepting that you feel resentment, is living in the moment. It is also an act of presence. But Eckhart Tolle challenges you to go even deeper, because just labeling that moment and saying, I accept that I'm resentful in this moment, isn't enough. So why does he say that? He says that because fully accepting that you feel resentment is a big step. Fully accepting that you feel anger is a big step. Turning inward and noticing and being curious and aware without judgment that those are your feelings is really important. You are living consciously. You are living in the moment. But after that, if you choose to allow the toxicity of resentments or anger or whatever it is, jealousies, to just sit there, maybe there's somebody in your life that really upsets you on a regular basis, you are polluting yourself, right? So anger is like drinking poison and wishing someone else is dead. That's what Buddha talks about. Eckhart Tolle is bringing up the same concept. You're suffering by holding those resentments. You're suffering by holding that anger. And even if it's justified, what purpose does it serve? Great reminder to me. Great reminder, even when I feel like I'm doing the work, that there's more work to do. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you do, come on over, leave a review, send a note, tell me what's on your mind. I love hearing from each and every one of you. And thanks again for listening.